It's day
18 of Wafuckak. Wonderful Wafuckak, Reese.
Wonderful Wafuckak, Jesse. An update on our legal battle.
Yes, please.
I had to fire our lawyer.
What was his name again?
He wasn't a lawyer. Lawyer.
Okay, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I've now approached someone who's willing to work for us pro bono.
Excellent.
And they can see that obviously there's...
Does he smell like feet?
It's a she.
Oh.
No.
Does she smell like feet?
I haven't smelt her. I don't go around smelling
people.
Well,
our last lawyer was very apparent. You didn't have to get close.
One of the reasons we keep losing listeners is because you try and track them down to smell them.
Well, I mean, it's a Canadian tradition, yeah. Reese. You have to get on board with this stuff.
I never thought, like, some cultures do things differently. You know, like, some countries, like, in the Middle East, men hold hands if they're friends.
It's true.
People kiss each other on the cheek. I didn't realize Canadians like to smell each other's hair. I will notice you're the only Canadian I know who does it, and you insist it is normal. But when I first arrived and we were friends, I went for a job interview. I'm pretty sure I didn't get the job because of that.
I think there are other reasons I didn't get the job. Smelling people's hair intimately upon first meeting someone is fairly, you know, it's
Old Spice. Fructus.
Cabbage.
Do you wash your hair with cabbage?
How did you enjoy last night, day 17 of no clothes and chicken bones?
I mean, I live in the forest, so it was a battle of life and death. What's that film with Liam Neeson and he's the gray, and he's fighting wolves? That would
except you were fighting hungry, ravenous raccoons.
Raccoons. A porcupine turned up at one point.
Right.
Luckily, I'm really fast, and I dodged all his quills.
It sounds like a horrible night.
Yeah, just imagine being naked fighting critters all night.
With candy stuck to your genitals.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Anyway, let's never speak of it again, and let's discuss what's behind door number 18.
Open her up.
Oh, there's a shutter. There you go.
That was good.
Oh, look what it is. Shall I tell you?
Yes.
There it is.
Because I can see it, but I don't know what it is until you tell me.
The telling you is imminent. The origins of the Christmas tree.
This is a Canadian thing?
Well, this is the story of why the Christmas tree ended up being used in Canada. Is it actually quite interesting?
Okay.
Well, it actually is quite interesting. You might find it boring as hell, but I like it. You're in the room with me. You don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice. I can't leave yet.
So, Christmas tree. So, Riga in Latvia. Riga, which is a town or city. I don't know whether it's big enough to be a city, but it's a place in Latvia. The historical evidence for the decoration of trees.
Where's Latvia, Reese?
Latvia is in one of the Baltic states. It's between Russia and kind of the Scandinavian area. I can't picture it now, but slightly north of Poland and on the coast. It used to be part of the USSR. And now they're kind of part of the EU.
I was not expecting such a lavish explanation.
I'm from Europe.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what you expect. I think Latvia has got really, is one of the most, it's got some of the fastest internet. I think it's Latvia. One of the Baltic states is famous for having incredible advanced internet capability.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like online business there is huge.
Well, if any one of our listeners is from Latvia, reach out, say hi. Our one listener for our one Latvian.
Well, they've got good internet, right, so they've got no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. So it originated in Latvia.
In 1510, so there's evidence that trees were decorated, and then in Strasbourg in 1605, and so it became in Europe, it became a regular thing, and the lighting of trees.
It's such a ridiculous concept to chop down a tree, bring it inside, and then put decorations on it, and then get this somehow caught on like wildfire, excuse the term, oh, that sounds fun. Let's do that, kids. Yeah. And then countries around, it just kind of started spreading, really?
And then in the 15th century, Martin Luther was attributed with the idea of using candles on a tree to symbolize the stars he saw on a clear Christmas Eve, which again, horrible fire hazard.
Right?
Let's
was a good idea?
Let's dry the tree out in a home and then decorate it with fire. So it became a thing in Germany, but generally speaking, the Christmas tree wasn't a thing in Anglophone, just British and English influence kind of society around the world. So it was mainly a German thing, but
I'm now picturing, oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree being sung with a very thick,
I think, like, is the German,
thick German accent.
Yeah. No, but I think Ich Tannenbaum is the old Christmas tree.
Ich Tannenbaum.
I think. I don't know. Anyway.
Some horrible German.
So much easier to pronounce than French. I don't know. I'm joking.
No, every language is easier to pronounce than French.
Similar to Welsh, I guess. So, not that I can speak Welsh.
But anyway. Why was I putting it like when I do a German accent, it has to be thick and angry.
Because you've been indoctrinated by films.
Ich Tannenbaum. I've been indoctrinated by what?
By farms.
You're the first one. I like that. Yeah, I've been indoctrinated by farms.
And you, yeah, I don't know why. No, so films. You've been indoctrinated by films.
No, farms. Yeah. I'm on farms. I like
old
that.
German, according to films, according to Hollywood, all Germans are intense.
Loud and angry.
And angry, which isn't true.
That's not true at all. No, I know a few German
I've never met an intense, angry German person.
Neither have I. I've met some
seen
lovely
them in, seen them
German
in movies.
People. Yeah.
So what happened was the reason that Christmas trees spread to kind of British people and the colonies that Britain currently had and kind of more Anglophile societies was... Yeah. So, you know, the royal... Do you know much about the European royal families?
Not much.
They all intermarried, and they were all so even when during World War, like all of the royal families of all the countries fighting each other were actually cousins and knew each other pretty well.
Wow.
And they were kind of like, hey, how are you? Good. Have we won? Have I beaten you yet? I don't know. Let's play tennis. It was that kind of, they didn't care about the people, millions of people dying on the battlefield.
Right, of course.
But it was very incestuous, and a lot of the, they were all married to each other. So Prince Albert, who was German, married Queen Victoria, I believe, and he'd grown up with a Christmas tree because he was German. And in 1848, the Illustrated London News published a drawing of the royal family around a Christmas tree. So he brought the tradition of the Christmas tree from Germany to London.
Okay.
And it was that drawing was a bit of, it kind of went viral. It was like a meme, the Victorian meme. So,
look, the first meme ever.
A Christmas family, the royal family by a Christmas tree. Oh, wow, that's clever.
Was it a Christmas tree that was covered in candles?
I imagine so. I don't think they had fairy lights then. So the tree was decorated with candles, candy, fruit, homemade decorations, and small gifts.
Basically whatever they could find around the house.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened then was that became really popular. Everyone wanted to copy the royal family, as they do.
Right.
I want to be like the royal family. I'm going to cut a tree down and put it in my house.
And be incestuous.
Is this weird? I don't care. The royal family did it. It's fine.
You're talking about decorating the tree or being incestuous?
Both.
Okay, right.
Yeah. If the royal family can do it, then... Look at the Habsburg family from Germany, from Austria, the Habsburgs.
I don't know the Habsburgs.
Habsburgs were famously inbred.
Famously
inbred, and they had an
old... How did they become famously? You know what?
Because
I don't want to know.
Because they had they had a lot of hereditary diseases that incest kind of creates. So they had like a large underbite jaw. They had a very particular look to their face, and it was messed up because if they married to another family, they would lose power. So they kept marrying into their own family to keep their power. So weird.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about the Habsburgs. But apparently the first...
Welcome to Canadian politics is boring. All the incest you want all day long.
Incest of the 19th century. So...
Jesus Christ.
But apparently they believe the first Christmas tree predates that and was actually in Sorel, Quebec. A baroness hosted a party of British and German officials, and she served English pudding. But the sensation of the evening was a balsam fir cut for the occasion and placed in the corner of the dining room, its branches decorated with fruits and lit with candles. The baroness was determined to mark her family's return to Canada after a trying ordeal with a traditional German celebration.
Did you say mark her return to Canada or mock her return to
mark
Canada?
Mark her return to Canada.
Yeah, see, that sounds like both to me.
I love the fact that the back then, life was so boring that a tree in the corner of a room was a sensation. Oh my God, what is that? It's a tree I cut down from outside and brought in, and it's slowly dying while we eat our food.
Well, I think the sensation is, how is that not on fire yet with 27 candles that
we
place on it?
Why are we still alive?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is my skin not charred?
It was like... a thrill to, that was the thrill seeker. It's like, let's see if we'd burn to death tonight, like, or not. Oh, everyone's like keeping an eye on the candle on the tree. He's like, is it a flame yet? No. Not yet.
Anyway.
Keep looking.
So that is the story of, so we've got to blame for Christmas trees. Someone looking to make a social splash with a tree. And then also the viral Christmas family, royal family tree meme. It's probably as shit as it sounds, but everyone was just like, hey, if the royal family have a tree in the house, I want one too.
That's fascinating.
So
neat.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they got.
That was great.
Well, there was also some bonus information about the Austrian royal family.
You're welcome.
The reason I know is because I went to Austria and there was a museum with it. It was cool. If you ever get a chance to go to Austria, I recommend it. But don't go in the winter. Go in the summer.
There we go.
Don't go for the skiing when it's super busy.
Tell us more about Austria.
In the summer.
I'm just kidding.
It's
a very long episode.
We visited all the places where they filmed the song Sound of Music.
And that was fun.
It was.
Okay.
And also I drank so much beer because the beer was really good.
Oh, yeah? Austrian beer?
Okay. And I went to a town called Hallstatt. Which literally looks like...
Wish you could see the look on his face when he says that.
Hallstatt, which is the... you know Frozen? Have you seen Frozen?
I've heard of it, yeah.
You know the kingdom they live in?
Yeah.
That Hallstatt was the inspiration for that.
Oh, cool.
It looks really cool.
That's neat.
You can rent an electric boat and drive around.
Oh, cool. Okay, I want to go to Hallstatt and
you should.
Rent an electric
this
boat.
This episode was brought to you by the Tourist Board of Austria.
We'll be expecting a check any second now. Any day now.
The only thing...
Be amazing if it was
taller than the mountains is the beer glasses.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you're good at slogans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the
slogan. Make a slogan for this table we're using right now.
It's so good, you can put your things on it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so before we go, what can we expect for tonight?
Tonight is the...
For what fuck
it's called the Sorry, I'm just accessing my memory banks. It's not Jesse, that's my mind. My mind is one of those 60s computers that fills a room with reels. Tonight is the night of pavements.
Pavements?
The night of pavements.
As in pavement, but multiple pavements.
Oh, sorry, you call it a sidewalk. Sorry, the night of sidewalks.
Oh, so, okay.
you're not allowed to leave a sidewalk, either to step on the road or off into a building. So everyone basically populates the sidewalks / pavements of North America and the world to just celebrate together in the cold.
What's the purpose of this?
Nobody knows. It's a mystery as old as time.
And what do you do while you're standing on the sidewalk?
Just what you were trying to do with your evening, except now you're confined to a sidewalk.
So cooking, sleeping, watching TV.
Yeah.
Bathing.
Making love.
All those things just on a sidwalk.
On a sidewalk / pavement.
Right. Okay.
I still feel like I need to say pavement. I don't know why. I've lived in Canada only 3 years.
Right. Say it, Reese.
Pavement.
No. Say the other one.
I can't. Look. I can see it won't come out.
That's your dumped sidewalk?
Sidewalk. I can do it. I was pretending I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to freezing tonight outside in the cold.
The night of the sidewalk / pavement.
Good night. Thanks for listening to this day 18.
Good. Yeah. Thanks for listening, Latvia.
Bye, Latvia.
And Austria.
And Austria.
And anyone who is descended from the incestuous Habsburgs.